lawmakers learning more behind closed doors. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. First the House, then the Senate, getting classified briefings about Chinese spy balloons, including the one shot down last week in the U.S.
This is definitely a bipartisan issue. It's not just Republicans who are frustrated with a lack of answers. Democrats, too, walking into this briefing, rather, with some pretty tough questions for these briefers. In fact, one senator walking in said that the administration needs to be more forthcoming, and he's a Democrat.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. Earlier, the House voting unanimously for a resolution condemning the surveillance program as a brazen violation of U.S. sovereignty. The White House vowing to take action against Chinese entities linked to the balloon. House Democrats file a resolution to expel freshman Republican Congressman George Santos.
It is time for him to go. We gave him plenty of time to resign, and he has chosen not to do so.
California Congressman Robert Garcia, as Santos remains under investigation over his finances and personal background. Separately, a former staffer has accused him of sexual harassment. Santos recently stepped aside from committee assignments, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said he'll wait for the results of an ethics committee review. He wrote the kinds of songs that stand the test of time. Burt Bacharach has died.
The composer, arranger, and producer's songs, many of them with lyricist Hal David, became chart-topping smash hits, in particular under the vocal talents of Dionne Warwick. The only 60s, 70s songwriting duo that rivaled them were Lennon and McCartney. His music was also synonymous with some of the biggest films in the late 60s and 70s. He was recognized by the Academy Awards and Golden Globes for his work on Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and for the film Arthur.
Fox's Michelle Pollino. Burt Bacharach was 94. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
At least three U.S. citizens are among the earthquake casualties in Turkey.
We've not yet been told the identities of the Americans who died, but U.S. State Department staff are providing their families with consular assistance. A spokesman adding they're working with the authorities in Turkey to help any American citizens there. The U.S. has also sent aid to the region, including search and rescue teams.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's more than 19,000 dead now in Turkey and Syria. The former president's Facebook page is back. Meta had said it would reinstate Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts, and today the Facebook page is restored after a two-year suspension over the Capitol riot. A top executive for Southwest Airlines says they messed up at a Senate hearing. COO Andrew Watterson publicly apologizing for the meltdown over the holidays with more than 16,000 flight cancellations, which the pilots union president Casey Murray says involved longstanding scheduling and tech issues that they had warned about.
For years, our pilots have been sounding the alarm about Southwest's inadequate crew scheduling technology and outdated operational processes.
Under questioning from senators, Watterson admitting there had been warnings and saying the company had been working to address some of the issues the Transportation Department is investigating Southwest's problems. One popular Super Bowl menu item is a bit cheaper this year.
The cost of chicken wings dropping from a high of $4.29 a pound for March Madness 22. Now down to $2.62 a pound for Super Bowl 57, says the USDA, saving you $1.70 a pound. And oh, the feathers will fly. The National Chicken Council estimates that 1.45 billion pounds of chicken wings will be consumed during Super Bowl weekend, the most in history, 88 million wings more than last year. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Stocks turning lower. The Dow's now down 98 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also sliding. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.